This is Jefferson Weaver with UCCN Local News. Chief Douglas Ipock is retiring from the Whiteville Police Department. He announced his retirement Tuesday at City Council meeting. The Craven County native will retire in February with more than 30 years in law enforcement. See the story on CCN for more information. A Taber City man will not face charges after being one of the three vehicles that struck and killed Jerome McMillan on October 26th. Highway Patrol said Intrell Moore contacted authorities and said he thought he struck an animal on the roadway. Troopers are still looking for two other motorists who ran over McMillan. Kirby Elkins was sentenced Tuesday to almost 15 years in prison for assaulting and attempting to immolate his father at his Clarkton home in 2023. Elkins entered pleas of guilty to assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury with intent to kill, first-degree burglary, and first-degree arson in Bladen County Superior Court. Elkins allegedly stabbed his father, head-butted him in the face, and tried to set him on fire after he broke into the victim's home. Gambling is continuing to be popular in North Carolina, and it's paying off for the state government. During October, the State Lottery Commission took in $612 million total on online gaming. And players took home almost $560 million in payouts in North Carolina. The state collected $8.7 million in tax revenue from wagers. Playing the odds paid off for Ricky Todd of Leland this week. Todd bought a $2 million Diamond Deluxe ticket from the food line on Village Road in Leland and won $100,000. After taxes, he took home $71,500. The New Hanover County Board of Elections may be facing legal action after almost 4,000 votes remain uncounted going into this Friday state-ordered canvass. Now, the provisional and absentee ballots remain to be counted. They were in by Election Day, but have not been opened and counted yet. The state Supreme Court justice race between Allison Riggs and Jefferson Griffin could be affected by those late ballots. The dry spell is continuing, and it's increasing the fire danger for most of the state. The pattern is expected to continue throughout the month, according to the Forest Service. Currently, our area is considered abnormally dry. We do expect to get some rain from Thursday into Friday. No burn bans have been issued. Officials are urging extreme caution with any kind of outdoor burning right now, even home fire pits. The 17th Annual Carolina Youth Challenge is Saturday, starting at noon. There's a training contest at 12:30, followed by the YEP training class at 2:30, the bench show at 3:30, and a one-hour hunt at 7 p.m. The grand prize this year is a 2024 Polaris Sportsman 450 ATV. The four top highest scoring winners of the 7 p.m. hunt will go back out for a final cast that will determine the winner of the grand prize. The event includes meals and snacks, and it is free for all youth. They'll even loan you a coon hound. For more information, call 910-640-9269 or 910-619-6108. Transformation Church is hosting their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James V. White Highway South. Goes on through the month of November. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Cost is $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. The Veterans Memorial Park is going to host their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday in December, beginning on December 6th. Shooting starts at 7 p.m. It'll go through December 23rd at the park. Remember to let us know when and where you are hosting a shoot so we can get it on our schedule. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.